Hello, it's Monday, January the 24th. We're in the book of Revelation. Last time we were in chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14, and it was a picture of the perseverance of the saints. And now in verse 15 to the end of chapter 7, we have a picture of God's people entering into the presence of the Lamb. It is clear from this passage that the unsaved must flee from his presence because of his unremitting holiness, but believers are pronounced clean and righteous. Their faith guarantees for them their right to enter. And the picture is of a new priesthood. They have white robes that are washed in the blood of Christ, and they serve him in his temple day and night. And there's a background here that John is picking up on, and it's Ezekiel 37 and verses 26 and 27. God would place his sanctuary in the midst of them, and his tabernacle would be over them. And the result of God's tabernacling, presence, dwelling place with his people is meant, interestingly enough, in Ezekiel for ethnic Israel. But John applies that promise that in Ezekiel is meant for ethnic Israel to the church. And that's an interesting thing in itself. They will never hunger. They will never thirst. It's a picture of the lavish provision in heaven. The Lamb is also their shepherd. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no mourning in heaven because there will be no death. And it's a beautiful picture of heaven and eventually the eternal state given in these metaphors of a temple, a tabernacle, God dwelling in the midst of his people, and everything is wonderful. Now, John Calvin, in the 16th century, in Book 3 of the Institute, said that one of the characteristic marks of the Christian life is meditation on the future life. And here in this passage, that's exactly what we've got, a meditation on the future life. And today, amidst all of the trials and tribulations and difficulties, John is calling upon you and I to think ahead and to this glorious future that lies ahead for God's true people who trust in Christ alone. Well, we'll pick it up in chapter 8 tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.